Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. So you're really sick and tired of coming home every single night. There's no food already prepared for you. You're thinking about takeout, and then you swear you're going to start eating healthfully. You're going to cook. You're going to take good care of yourself. And out of the blue spring all of these wild and crazy meal services that might be able to help you. Are they really worth it? Well, we have our chef, Abby Gelman, here to give us answers. Chef Abby, you're going to have to do something with the name, is not only a registered dietitian, but she's also a certified chef. And she's going to help us understand this. Chef Abby, what is with all these meal services? Where did they all come from?
I know, right? Suddenly you turn around and there's, 10 or 12 different ones. And what's the difference? And how do you know what to do, and are they any good, and all of these things. There's, especially in big cities, if you're in, not someplace like New York or Chicago or San Francisco, they're harder to get. But that being said, they are spreading like wildfire around the country, and there's kind of three different versions of them. There's ones that are more like takeout, where you kind of just get food that's already done and cooked, and all you have to do is heat it up, and it's kind of like your own little personal chef. And
what's the name of one of those?
Munchery is a very popular one, and uh-huh. They kind of send you meal kits, but you don't have to cook. So that's okay.
And there's an app. There's an app that goes with that too.
Yeah, most of them have their own website and their own app, and they do a lot of, they call them delivery services. So
gotcha.
Whereas you're getting takeout, you say, tonight I want chicken sandwich, and you just order it. These are more of a delivery service where you sign up for kind of a meal plan, and that these two or three days every week, I'm going to get food. And you can kind of decide what you want.
Well, you can, in other words, pick a meal plan. So if you're gluten-free, or if you're a vegan, or if you're vegetarian, or paleo, they have options, right?
Some of them do. Yeah, not all of them, but a lot of them try to give you some choices.
So you got to scope that out. You got to do some of your own due diligence. Okay,
correct.
That's the first type, that something's already prepared, you just heat it up. What's the second type?
So the second type is that they've packaged all of the ingredients. So they send you a recipe. They send you all of the ingredients that you need for the recipe, but you actually have to do the cooking. So that's something like a Blue Apron or Plated are the two most popular ones happening right now.
And so I've actually seen this. One of my closest friends, my wonderful Naomi, actually uses Blue Apron. And I've actually watched her kind of, work it in the kitchen. Now, here's the deal with someone like that. Naomi is a natural-born cook, all right?
Yeah.
Newsflash, we're not all born to do that, right? And I don't care if you own a set of ovaries or not. Some of us are just not meant, right? But Naomi is such a cook. So for her, it's a lot of fun. All it did for her was eliminate the time it took to schlep to the grocery store, get every ingredient, and then rock and roll. Okay, so that's Blue Apron. What's the third one?
The third one is they kind of do the meal planning for you. So they will send you shopping lists and inspiration and the menu that goes along with that night or that week, depending on how you set it up, because that's also a lot of subscription. You get 5 days of dinners, for example. But they don't send you any food at all. So you really have to be willing to just, you're basically not spending your brain figuring out anything for the week, and they tell you what to make and what to buy, but you still have to go buy the food and do all the preparation yourself.
So we have three different ways to do it. Just to summarize that, the first one, everything is all made for you. You just have to warm it up. or, you know, do whatever you need to do. The second one is they give you all the ingredients, honey, you got to cook it. And the third one, you don't get any food, but what you do get based upon all the information you give them, of course, is some kind of a food plan. And so they'll give you directions like go into produce, pick up XYZ, and this is how you want to cook it, and there you have it, right?
Correct.
Now, what are the pros and cons? Come on, you're a registered dietitian, you're a certified chef, you're a culinary nutritionist. What the heck is all this?
Well, I think you kind of touched on it when you were talking about your friend Naomi, because anyone who's going to order any of these services, you really have to know who you are. Because if I am someone who cooks, then I'm already comfortable cooking. But if I am someone who is not comfortable in the kitchen, it's very tricky to get something like a Blue Apron. Mm. They give you all the food and they give you the recipe, but it can still take you 2 hours to cook it. And if you're not comfortable, that's still not a time saver necessarily.
Well, I think a lot of people, you know, who are takeout types and, you know, sort of ramen noodle types, and you know who you are out there. I think a lot of them think that they'll do a Blue Apron, for instance, or a plated, and then get all these ingredients and stare at it, and suddenly realize, oh my gosh, I've got to cook.
Still not gonna do it. Yeah, and I think it can be daunting. So that's why the things like the Munchery, where it's really fully prepared food, can be a better option if you know deep down, if you really are honest with yourself and you say, I'm not really going to cook. But if you actually do like to cook, or you want to learn how to cook, and you're willing to put in the, you know, that time to do the cooking part, then the Blue Apron or even the shopping list can be helpful.
Expensive? Are these expensive? I think a lot of women out there are scratching their heads going, is this really worth it? I mean, heck, I'll just go back to takeout.
Yeah, I mean, it could be anywhere probably from $10 to $15 a person, which is probably a lot cheaper than straight-up takeout at the end of the day.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. And it's time-saving in a lot of ways and not time-saving in others, so you need to really think about what that means to you. But then there's other people I know who use it as a time to be with their partner. So they order the box, and then they spend that hour cooking together, and they don't have to figure out what it is they're making because it just showed up, and they can just, you know, they make whatever the box tells them to make, and they get that time together. So that's kind of
a positive. Oh, I love that.
You know.
I really like that. It's sort of like what I would do, muddle through.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And I actually saw the recipe from Blue Apron. They give you this nice binder, and it all looks very, you know, kind of cool. And I guess the last thing we ever want to do is those frozen dinners, right? Oh my gosh, the sodium content on those is through the ceiling. Ah.
Yeah. And the boxes and things are not necessarily the most healthiest necessarily, but they are so much better than any of those frozen packaged things, or getting a lot of restaurant takeout has so much sodium, so much fat, everything's made in butter. It's, you know, you might still be having more calories, for example, on a Blue Apron box,
but
you're cooking yourself, it's whole food. Yep.
Exactly, and it's the healthiest way. Chef Abby, you've been once again an absolute gem, helping us understand what these new meal services are and whether they're worth it. And you know what the bottom line is? You got to know yourself. And girlfriends, be honest about it. Chef Abby, thank you so much for being on her radio once again. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you got a health question, make sure to shoot it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Listen to our podcasts on Radio MD. Stay well.